This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. So we all hear there's simply not enough water in the Klamath Basin. Farmers are not going to get the irrigation water they need. Refuges are not going to get the water they need. And the endangered sucker and salmon are not going to get the water they need. Frankly, it's a pretty ugly scenario. But it seems to me the burden is not being spread equally to all parties involved. Nope. It appears to me that one particular faction continually wins in the low water situation. The endangered species. So look at it this way. If we cut off irrigation water, even for just this year, we stand to lose many family farms to bankruptcy. Some of these are multi-generational farmers who have continued the family tradition of farming in the Klamath Basin based on the original assurance of the federal government that the Klamath Project would always be there to supply irrigation water. Unless, of course, it's not, like right now. It's been estimated it will take 8 good water years to make up the fiscal damage this one dry water year will bring to farmers in the Klamath Basin. 8 years. That is an eternity to these farmers that rely on irrigation water from Upper Klamath Lake. But how about the endangered species? Why don't they have to suffer 1 year, just like we're putting thousands of area farmers through? Does it seem fair to you that they win, and win big, each and every low water year at the expense of our family farms? Well, absolutely not. All those working on the endangered species issue will argue that even 1 year will severely affect the sucker and salmon populations. Well, what do they think's going to happen to our family farms? 1 year is going to severely affect our family farmers, agricultural suppliers, seasonal workers, and for that matter, our entire community. So no, it is not fair. And it hasn't been for quite some time. Frankly, the endangered species in the Klamath Basin is not the suckerfish or the salmon. It's our farms and ranches, and for that matter, our entire community. But no, the geniuses in charge of our water will once again maintain that there's no way the endangered species can share in the burden of a low water year. They just can't and survive. Well, my friends, that is a bunch of bull. 1 year of low water is not going to wipe out the sucker population nor negate the salmon runs. Will they suffer? Well, sure, but not fatally. Why do we think it's okay to fatally injure family farms and run them out of business, but it's not okay to share the burden with the endangered species? It simply makes no sense to me at all. But then again, the government's involved, so one would expect nothing to make much sense whatsoever. Now, it is going to be a tough water year, and it's time for everyone to share the burden. And I mean everyone. Not everyone except the endangered species. Because frankly, if you think about it, the endangered species is really our farmers and ranchers and our entire agricultural community. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.